Friday, May 2nd, Memorial of St. Athanasius. The first reading from Acts chapter 5, verses 34 through 42. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up, ordered the apostles to be put outside for a short time, and said to the Sanhedrin, "Fellow children of Israel, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him, but he was killed, and all those who were loyal to him were disbanded and came to nothing. After him came Judas the Galilean at the time of the census. He also drew people after him, but he too perished, and all who were loyal to him were scattered. So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men, and let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." They were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ, Jesus. Haydock Commentary. Gamaliel, who had been St. Paul's master, advised them to forbear and do nothing rashly. "For," saith he, "if this be the work of men only, it will soon fall to nothing. But if it be from God, you cannot hinder it, and you will only make yourselves guilty by resisting the designs of God." They consented to him so far as not to put them to death, but they made them be scourged, which the apostles rejoiced at, and they dismissed them with reiterated threats. Gamaliel was also the master of Barnabas, Stephen, and others, and he favored the Christians. St. Clement and Venerable Bede think he was then a Christian, but concealed his conversion at the instigation of the apostles, that he might have an opportunity of defending Christ in the council. He afterwards professed his faith publicly and was canonized with his son Abibas. Time and the evident success of Christ's church prove it to be of God. No violence of the Jews, no persecution of heathen princes, no attempts of domestic adversaries, heretics, or schismatics have been able to prevail against it. Men of superior abilities have made violent attacks against it. Their memory and that of their disciples has either been buried and forgotten, or liveth only in malediction and infamy. Let then no Catholic be dispirited because modern heresies continue. Arian and other heresies have continued much longer and have been more powerfully supported by temporal power, and yet have come to nothing. The Catholic religion was the first, and it will be the last religion. The joy of the apostles on the present occasion is one of the greatest of miracles. Only the yoke of Jesus could make this suffering sweet. But so the faithful servants of God have always found it. In tribulation they abounded in inward peace and joy, which made them insensible of their exterior sufferings. The Gospel from John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him, because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. Haydock Commentary. St. John does not usually relate what is mentioned by the other evangelists, especially what happened in Galilee. If he does it on this occasion, it is purposely to introduce the subject of the heavenly bread, which begins verse 37. He seems, moreover, to have had in view the description of the different Passovers during Christ's public ministry. As he therefore remained in Galilee during the 3rd Passover, he relates pretty fully what happened during that time. We may also remark that, as the other 3 evangelists give in the same terms the institution of the Blessed Sacrament, St. John omits the institution, but gives in detail the repeated promises of Jesus Christ relative to the great mystery of the Eucharist. From the circumstance of the Passover, the number that followed Jesus was greatly increased. In the Greek there is this addition, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sitting. To make the miracle still more conspicuous to the multitude, Jesus Christ showed that not only their present wants were supplied, but that there remained as much or more after they had all been filled than there had been at first presented to him.